everyone. Merry Christmas and welcome to the Passion Podcast. It's Louie and Brad coming to you from the Passion House in Atlanta, Georgia, where we are literally just 1 week away from the opening session of Passion 2012 at the Georgia Dome. Thousands and thousands of you are on your way. You're praying. You're excited. We're excited. We are working as hard as we can to get everything ready, Brad, and it looks like it's going to happen.
It's happening.
It's on. Passion 2012 is on. This podcast, as you can tell by the title, has got to move along, folks, because this is everything you need to know, Brad, about the Dome, your arrival, getting settled, your experience of Passion 2012, all in 16 minutes. And so we've got 16 items, and here we go, item number one. No, that wasn't a good bell. We were supposed to have a better bell than that, but that just was not happening over there. We might need to move the bell closer over here to the microphone. That might help. I don't know. Never mind. Okay, we're losing time because we got 5 seconds to go, and we haven't even done the first item yet. First item is this. There is still time to be at Passion 2012 at the Dome. Don't know when you're listening to this podcast. We will cut off registration at some point. Most of you guys know we had to configure the Dome quite a long time ago, so we're not looking at 70, 60,000 people crammed in there, but we are going to have a ton of people in there, and it's going to be incredible, and we're getting really close to the cutoff point. But if you're listening to this podcast, the first day it went up, second day it went up, there's still room for you and your friends to come to the Dome, so check it out. Don't think it's too late. Still time to register. Still time to trust God. Still time to be there. Number two, Brad, how are we doing on time?
We're good.
Okay, we're catching up. Number two on our 16 items everybody needs to know on the way to the Dome is, this is the key word of this podcast, give yourself time. Everything's new this year. It's big. There are tens of thousands of you coming. It's a Dome. It's huge. There are a lot of people moving around downtown. So whatever you're thinking, don't play it like a college student. Don't cut it close. Don't think, I'll just slip in right at the last second. Give yourself time. And don't be that one person that drags your whole group down and makes everybody late. Everybody, think about being there early, half hour early, hour early. Get yourself there, get everything settled, then you can chill, take a deep breath. It's going to be awesome. Number three, 16 things you need to know. Bell, it's just not really happening. But how are we doing on time? We're doing good.
This one in 30 seconds.
We're doing good. In 30 seconds, when you come to Passion 2012, you've got to come and register before you can do anything. And registration is at the Georgia World Congress Center, Building C. If you are a veteran of Passion 2010, 2011 in Atlanta, everything's changed this year. So don't think, hey, I remember how we did it last year. This year, everything's new and everything's different. That's actually number four. We're squeezing it at number three. So there you go. We're getting two things together. You're looking for the Georgia World Congress Center, Building C, and registration opens at 2 p.m. What time, Brad?
2 p.m.
2 p.m., Building C, January 2nd, registration opens. That's on Northside Drive. So you're looking for the Northside Drive side of the Georgia World Congress Center, which is enormous. And so make sure you know where you're going. Road signs will lead you there if you're driving. If you are walking from downtown, just head to the Georgia World Congress Center, follow the signs and directions to Building C for registration. It opens at 2 p.m. And remember, number two, give yourself some time. All right, here we go. Number five, if you're staying downtown, the key thing is, Brad, what?
Stay downtown.
Exactly. If you're staying downtown, stay downtown. Isn't that awesome? No, if you stay downtown, Brad, make sure you check into your hotel first. Therefore, you're parking your vehicle at the hotel, everything's settled there, and then you're walking to the Georgia World Congress Center. So if you're in one of the walking distance, you know, 6, 8, 10 blocks away downtown, go to the hotel first, check in first, give yourself some time, number two, and then walk to registration Building C at the Georgia World Congress Center. If you're not staying downtown, Brad, what is the key phrase?
Try to stay downtown.
Try to stay downtown. That's right. I know a lot of you are commuting in from the outer suburbs with your family, friends, et cetera, which is cool. And if that's all you can do, then that's what you need to do. But remember, people are going to be working these days of the week. Downtown gets congested. Traffic in Atlanta can be a nightmare. You really want to try to stay downtown. Squeeze in with some friends. Grab a floor. Just do whatever you can. I see rooms open on our Facebook page all the time, people looking for roommates all the time. So keep looking for downtown options. It will make Passion 2012 a completely different experience. How are we doing, Brad?
We've got tons of time.
Oh, we're doing great. Yeah. Speaking of time, we've got plenty of time. We are doing really good on time. So number six, here we go. All right, number six. If you arrive at Passion 2012 on January 2nd, after the opening session starts, and the opening session starts at 7 p.m. If you arrive after 7 p.m., say you get there 7:15 because you were running late, 7:30, 8, 8:15, don't worry. Come on to the Georgia Dome. But remember, you have to register before you can enter the Dome. So don't just show up at one of the gates at the Georgia Dome and say, I'm running late and I need to get in. Go to the Georgia World Congress Center. Go to either the C lobby or the main lobby, and the info desk there will check you in, give you your credentials, and off you can go to the Georgia Dome, and you can get there as soon as you can. Number two is, though, give yourself extra time. We want everybody in a seat in the dome before 7 o'clock, 6:30. We love everybody in a seat just ready to roll and to kick this thing off. But if you arrive after 7, check in at the info booth at the Georgia World Congress Center. So there's still time to register. Time is the key thing. Give yourself more time. You're going to register at Building C at Georgia World Congress Center, and that opens at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Everything's different. If you're staying downtown, check in first and walk to registration. If you're driving, signs will lead you there. If you come after 7, info booths at the Georgia World Congress Center. Number 7, what you're going to get when you register?
Tell
what are you going to get, Brad?
I'm waiting for you to tell me.
You're going to get a credential. You're going to get some cool little Passion 2012 thing happening lanyard. You're going to write your name on it with a Sharpie. Everybody's going to know who you are. You're going to get a wristband. You got to wear that all the time. You can't get in the dome without it. You can't get in any of our venues without it. You can't get in a community group without it. Mm-hmm. You got to have a wristband. You're going to get that when you check in. And you're going to get a cool roadmap for Passion 2012. It's kind of a little book deal. It's going to have maps in it. It's going to tell you where to go. It's going to tell you what's happening. It's going to have the schedule, all the questions people ask. Flip it over. It's going to be all the info about Do Something Now and our freedom causes and Do Something Now at Passion 2012. So you're going to get all that when you check in at registration. It's going to be amazing. Number 8, the Georgia Dome is big. And there are going to be tens of thousands of you there. People say, how many people are coming? We're not telling you that till you get there, but it's going to be a lot of you. And it's going to be more than the people that were in Atlanta at Passion 2011 last year. It's going to be more than the people in Fort Worth last year. It's going to be more than the people in Atlanta and Fort Worth put together last year. So there are going to be a lot of people at Passion 2012. So when you come to the Dome, it's general admission seating. And our touch team are going to be in place to help lead you to a seat. So here's what I'm asking you to do. This is Louie on behalf of Passion asking everybody listening who's coming to Passion 2012, follow our door holders because they are the key to making this whole thing work. And they will be leading you to the right areas in the dome where you need to sit. Don't say, hey, I'm trying to get somewhere else. I need to go opposite the direction. All these thousands of people are going. Go with the flow. That way all of us will get where we're going all the time. It's general admission, which means everybody can't stand on the front row in front of the stage every session. So don't be that person that says, every session, I'm going to get there, clog the doors, run to the front, and be at the front every session. Go to the front one session if you can. Sit on the floor of the field of the dome one session if you can. But if you've already been to the front and you've already been on the field, then one session, go sit up in the upper deck. It's awesome up there. We were in there last week when things were being set up, Brad. Looks great, sounds great from the top of the upper deck. So let's spread it around. Let's be generous, and let's not panic about being on the front row or on the floor every single time. Take the best seat that you can get. Know that God's going to be in every section, and that's what really matters. And if you do get on the floor one session, trade out the next time, purposely go to the upper deck, let somebody else be on the floor and experience that vantage point. It's going to be amazing. Number 9, I think we're running behind. How are we doing? Okay, we're behind. There are no breakout sessions, Brad, at Passion 2012. It's hard to get all these people into breakout sessions, and so we have main sessions in the afternoon. Therefore, we have a main morning session, a main afternoon session, everybody in the dome together, they're going to be incredible, and a main night session and a late night session. Everybody's there. Everybody fits. There's room for everybody at every session. Nobody has to panic. Second thing, and this is 9.5, there are community groups at Passion 2012, and that's the best part of Passion 2012. You're going to get in a community group where you end up in a family group, where you end up in a circle of 6 or 8 or 10 people that you've never met before from all over the nation, and you're going to process with them through the days of Passion 2012. You're going to hear that every which way when you get to the dome, but community groups and family groups, the heart and soul of your experience at Passion 2012 at the Georgia Dome. Number 10, Do Something Now is going to be huge at Passion 2012. We have a $1 million goal to help contribute to the process of ending modern-day slavery. So come prepared. If you do not know what I'm talking about, you're behind the curve. So you need to go to Passion 268generation.com, www.268generation.com/ Passion 2012. So that's our website, 268generation.com/Passion2012. Click on the Do Something Now links and check out what we're doing together. When you get to Passion this year, if you're a veteran, there's not going to be a ghost center. There's not going to be that thing you walk through and you touch things and you feel things and you pour things, because once again, too many people to do that. But there are going to be freedom stations everywhere where you can give to our partner causes here locally and around the world. And there is going to be something fantastic happening on the International Plaza that's going to blow your mind.
Fantastic.
And as well, there's going to be a film that's going to sort of put us into that ghost center space, Brad. So we're going to see in several of the main sessions an original film that's chronicling the story of modern day slavery and how we're going to be a part of seeing people's lives free. Number 11, we're doing good. Oh, not a good ring. Number 11, part of Do Something Now is towels and socks. What does that mean? Every person, if you're a person and you're coming to Passion 2012, then you bring with you one towel. You can bring it from home, at mom and dad's house, you can borrow it from a roommate, or it can be brand new from Target or wherever, Walmart, and a package of socks for men, women, and children. We are going to absolutely bless the homeless, those in desperate need in the city of Atlanta. We will stock them up for the entire year, and it's going to be incredible for them to know Jesus is in the city, and he loves them and cares about them. Number 12, weather forecast for Atlanta, Brad. Drum roll, please. Okay, we are looking online right now. This changes every day, but right now it says a lot of sunshine.
Lots of sunshine.
Highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s. So if you're from Florida, people, that means do not wear flip-flops and a tank top, okay? It's going to be highs in the 50s, lows in the 30s. Not that freezing cold we had at Passion 2010, where it never got above 20 degrees the whole time. So not that, thank goodness, but it is going to be cold at night. So you need a jacket. You need a scarf. You need a hoodie. You need a cap of some kind. You need to stay warm because you're going to be walking back and forth from the dome to community groups to your hotel to your car, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Parking, by the way, we didn't put that on our list, Brad.
Oh,
oh my goodness. And we didn't even have a number for it, so we don't get to ring the bell. But parking at the Georgia World Congress Center costs $10 a day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, moving on. Number 14, we are going to be streaming Passion 2012 to the nations and to all peoples of the world.
Come on.
So starting 7 o'clock on opening night, January 2nd, the main session will be streamed live. So if you cannot make it to the dome, you can join in with us and worship with us. Join on with what God is doing at Passion 2012. You can find all the information, the same Passion 2012 website I mentioned to you before. But the streaming's going to happen. You'll figure all that out. Every session will be live. It'll go down for a while. It'll come back up and be up for about 24 hours after that. We want tens, if not hundreds of thousands of people around the world to be able to experience what God does at Passion 2012 in the Georgia Dome. And someone has made a generous gift to provide that to you free of charge, which is pretty amazing. So come on, get on the wave with us. Number 13 was Acclimate. If you don't know what's going on with Acclimate, you are missing out. It's the coolest thing I've ever seen, Brad.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at it live right now, streaming on our website. That's 268generation.com/Acclimate, A-C-C-L-I-M-A-T-E. Or you can go to the Passion 2012 website and click on it. Right now, Psalm 104 is scrolling along, and it's just reminding us of the greatness and the power of the Word of God. I'm looking over here on this map, Brad, and there are little pink dots from around the nations. There's somebody in Europe, somebody in the United Kingdom, somebody up in Canada, West Coast, and all over America reading right this moment. We're in our second time reading through Scripture. We'll read it five times through all the way to the main session. Don't miss Acclimate. It's going to rock your world. Last thing you need to know about Passion, which one are we up to?
We're 15.
Up to 15, okay. 15, if you're not coming, what do you do? Well, you've listened to this whole podcast and you're not coming, so that means you're with us and we love it. You can pray, you can give. There's a link on our Passion website where you can help support what's going on, and you can live it out wherever you are, and we invite you to do that. And lastly, number 16. We have to number 16. We missed a couple of rings, so let's just catch them all up. Number 16. Why did we pick 16 minutes, Brad? It could have been 13. Could have been 30 minutes.
Was it random?
You know, we don't do much random around here, people. You figured that out by now, right? All you Passion folks have figured out there's not too much random going on. Psalm 104 is ending, by the way, in 1 Chronicles 13, where they're bringing the ark back to Jerusalem, is rolling right now. And if you want to know where Six Steps Records came from, 1 Chronicles 13, 14, 15, that's where Six Steps all was born, and here it comes scrolling right now as we're in the middle of the podcast. That's pretty cool. We pick 16 minutes because everything we do at Passion is rooted in one idea. Something's more important than everything else, and that something is the glory of God, and that's what Passion 2012 on the Dome are all about. Isaiah 26:8 says, "Yes, Lord, walking in the way of your truth, we wait eagerly for you, for your name and renown are the desire of our souls." And when you put 2, 6, 8 together, you get 16. And that's a happy number. So God bless you all. Hope you digest all the information. Tell your friends. We'll see you soon at the Georgia Dome. It's going to be epic and amazing. It's all emotion. Yours is the glory.